Welcome to Darkmare.
I'm your host, Claude. Tonight I feel very musical. Oh, I love punk rock, don't you? It makes the blood boil. And what could be better than a nice goblet of warm blood? Our entire family is quite musical. Lucas amuses himself at the organ. And Anne plays the piano by ear. Anybody's ear. And we went to a concert last night. Absolutely thrilling. Everybody wanted to get stoned. I obliged two ladies. They never knew what hit them. Another young man said, "Hey, baby, want to drop some acid?" I asked him, "On who?" Oh, the show was sensational. My favorite group, the Grateful Dead. Oh, I could have listened to them for centuries. Some hippie asked if I could dig it. Little does he know, I've been digging it for years. Hang around. We'll be right back.
For just 10 glorious evenings, the great dream palaces will live again with the lights, the excitement, the thrills of their opening night splendor. And you're invited. Come, sip champagne. Meet the legendary stars and directors and see 10 classic films as they were meant to be seen in the golden age of Hollywood. For an illustrated brochure, write to the American Film Institute, 501 Doheny Road, Beverly Hills, or call Ticketron. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
For an enchanting tale about a woman who wants to live forever. Interesting concept, isn't it? Let's see what happens to dear Angela Renwick in this first act of Lifespan.
I don't care what kind of strings you have to pull. Do it. Listen, Newmark, I'm paying you and your high-priced lawyers to get those people off our backs. Well, fella, get to the top, man. Hey, everybody's got his price. In the hell with the medical board. So the SEC's commencing a study. So what? Well, I don't give a damn if the stock goes to zero. Well, listen, counselor, you made a bundle and I made a bundle. The public is going to get stuck. Big deal. What should you tell the panel of doctors? Oh, okay, tell them the new anti-aging serum is still in the exploratory stages. Well, sure, we're testing it. Call it Geravax. That's the name. Goodbye. What a mess.
Should I cancel your round?
No. What do we have in the bank?
A couple of thousand in the operating account, about 200 in CDs. We can sell our stock.
Our stock. Southern Geriatrics. You know what that's worth? Nothing.
It's that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad. It'll be a miracle if we can squirm out of this one.
We've survived. Even that business in Ohio. Oh, people are suckers. Anything to avoid growing old.
But this time was different. The serum, I thought there was a chance.
Charles, it's snake oil. A con. Those injections are useless. Baby, baby, you can't stop the process. Nobody lives forever. If worse comes to worse, we'll clear out and start all over again.
You're right. Let's make the tour. Time to feed the animals. Good morning, Mr. Rowan.
How am I doing? Is it working? Is it?
Absolutely. Your vital signs seem to be strengthening. What's his cardiovascular readout, Miss Morris?
74 with a vein improvement of 7.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Look at the computer charts for yourself.
That's good. Is that all right?
I should say so. We've retarded the tissue deterioration. Your system is approaching a strong reconstruction pattern.
It's quite evident. Mr. Rowan, in 2 weeks, you'll be as vital as a 50-year-old.
Wonderful. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you, Dr. Lang. Thank you.
Now for your shot.
Yes, yes.
I'll just roll up your sleeve. Fine. Syringe? Thank you, Miss Morris. And now.
Oh!
All over. Have a nice day, Mr. Rowan.
What is it?
Old witch.
But a rich one. It's Dr. Lang. May I come in?
Yes, yes.
Good morning.
Give me the injection and get out.
Did you rest comfortably?
I'll rest when I'm dead.
Now, Mrs. Renwick, you mustn't consider that.
I'm 83, and I'll think what I damn please.
It's not what your chart shows.
I know what you are, you and this doxy. Fakers, charlatans. Your stupid vaccine is worthless.
Let me see her computer chart. Oh, there is considerable improvement. Ah, yes, indeed. Pressure good? Quite good. Metabolic rate good? Something quite positive is happening.
Liar! I've thrown thousands. No, tens of thousands away. Miracle serum. Youth vaccine. Ha! It's a fake!
You knew the experimental nature of the drug. Nothing was withheld from you.
No. Give me the shot and get out.
Yes, of course. Nurse, thank you. Hold your arm out a little more.
Ah!
All finished.
That hurts. It burns, you damn fool.
Miss Morris, would you give Mrs. Renwick a sedative?
With pleasure.
I don't want your filthy pill.
It would calm your nerves, Mrs. Renwick.
You take it, Miss Morris.
Please be cooperative.
Get out and stay out. I want to grow younger in peace.
As you wish. Disgusting crone.
Let me see her report.
I should have stuck that needle through her arm.
Is this printout accurate?
Yes. I won't be sorry when she's dead. At least we tapped her for almost everything.
You're positive about the printout?
Of course.
Check it again.
Do I have to?
Yes. Her pulse rate is stronger. The biopsy shows unusual cellular activity. And there's a variation in her estrogen level. I want her monitored every 12 hours.
Ridiculous.
Don't question me. Just do it. She's bordering on a regenerative pattern. She's stopped aging.
Dr. Lang's office? Oh, yes, put him through.
More trouble.
Newmark, returning your call.
Counselor, we've made a breakthrough. Girovax works. I'm telling you, it works. Like hell, I'll back it up with hard medical data. Computer printouts, blood tests, skin samples, anything the medical board wants, we'll supply. We've got proof. An 83-year-old woman that looks like 60. Don't take my word. Come over. See for yourself.
Yes? Who is it?
Dr. Lang, may I come in?
Please do.
I didn't mean to bother you.
It's all right.
No, I'll come back when you're finished.
I'm only styling my hair. Please, sit.
Thank you. Everything satisfactory? Is the staff being cooperative?
No problems. However, one small request.
Hmm?
It's Miss Morris. I don't like to make trouble, but, well, She's rather heavy-handed.
Oh?
Would it be possible for you to give me the shot?
Naturally.
That's quite a relief. Do you like my hair? Not too youthful, is it?
Stunning. Quite an improvement from a month ago.
I was much older then and very frightened.
Oh, now you're vibrant, ready to meet the world.
Hardly. I'm still an old woman. Do you think... I mean, how long will it last?
Unlimited years, if you maintain your treatment.
I'll never give it up. Never. Time for your shot. Oh, Dr. Lang, I didn't know you were here. Roll up your sleeve, please, Mrs. Renwick.
I'll give her the injection.
As you wish.
Here we go. And finished.
That didn't hurt at all. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Mrs. Renwick.
Angela. Please call me Angela.
It's the same woman.
Listen, Lang, I represent you. I'll keep the SEC off your back, even squeeze you in this cockeyed hospital past the state medical board, but don't ask me to believe that woman is 83.
Diane, show him her charts.
She's 83.
Oh, the hell she is. But nobody her age looks like she's in her 40s.
It's Geravax. The serum works.
Then why didn't it work on Rowan or the rest of these decrepit relics?
I don't know.
Well, that's really scientific.
Look at her tests. Her medical history. Her fingerprints.
We'll prove everything.
I don't care what you've got. That woman is not 83. Listen, you don't have to con me.
I'm not. Damn it, Newmark, we've hit on a vaccine that prevents aging. And I want you to get those smart-mouthed doctors and scientists up here.
Forget it. Look, it's a switch. Whoever she is, pay her off and tell her to get lost.
We started her treatments 3 months ago.
Oh, please, let's not rehash this.
Nothing happened until the 23rd.
When the real Angela Renwick died and you brought in the shill.
On the 25th, her metabolism changed. Since then, her skin, her hair, everything became rejuvenated and hasn't stopped.
It's impossible.
It isn't.
But you want to play Dr. Frankenstein, be my guest. However, we are finished.
Suit yourself.
Let's not make any quick decisions. I want you to monitor Mrs. Renwick for the next week.
Diane, I'm a lawyer, not an internist.
Don't be stupid. If the serum works, it's worth millions. Hundreds of millions.
Hmm. All right, I'll go along for 2 weeks. Then I'm bailing out of this clinic.
Good morning, Doctor.
Mrs. Renwick.
Angela.
You look quite attractive.
Like the dressing gown?
Very chic.
I ordered all new clothes. Something more youthful. Do you think that's wrong?
Not at all.
Has my progress pleased you?
Absolutely. I am delighted. The entire staff is quite pleased.
Even Miss Morris?
Certainly.
She hates me because I'm young and beautiful.
That's not true. Diane is very interested in your case.
Is my skin softer than hers?
I suppose so.
Am I more attractive now?
Yes, you're a beautiful woman.
I like that. Do I excite you? Would you like... to touch me?
Mrs. Renwick.
Kiss me. Make me feel really alive.
Angela.
Oh, hold me tighter. Tighter. Yes. Yes, I love you. I want you.
Seems Angela Renwick has turned the other cheek. An 83-year-old who looks like 30? Interesting. Or deadly. We'll find out soon enough.
This is Bob Edwards, co-host of National Public Radio's All Things Considered. From Three Mile Island to Catalina Island, All Things Considered talks to people from all parts of the nation and all parts of the world. Join Susan Sandberg and me each weeknight as we introduce you to new people, new places, and new ideas on National Public Radio's All Things Considered.
All Things Considered airs Monday through Friday evenings at 6:15 on KCSN Northridge.
Welcome back. Did you miss me? No? But I wanted to be your friend. Almost as good a friend as Angela Renwick has become with Dr. Lang. You could even say they're an item. Now, the final act of Lifespan.
What is going on? Why must you be with that woman constantly?
Jealous?
Don't be juvenile.
Stay out of this, Diane. Mind your own business for a change.
Charles, don't push me. Don't.
Is that a threat?
She's 83. A medical freak.
No. Angela's in her mid-20s and beautiful.
Keep away from her. I'm warning you. Don't start anything.
You like my hair this color?
Come here.
Why should I?
Don't tease me.
Charles, when can I leave?
Leave?
I want to go home to start my new life.
Aren't you happy?
Oh, who wants to hang around here? I need excitement, music, people my own age.
I thought we had an understanding.
Oh, baby, this place is nowhere. I want to swing. I'm bored, get it? I want out.
You can't. You've got to continue your treatment.
So I'll check in. Once a day, a week.
It's more complicated than that.
Turn it off, huh? Besides, I paid you plenty. What was the cab? $50,000?
Angela.
Save it. Buzz off. I want to change.
What did I do?
You're too old for me, Charles. I need somebody with more beef. Close the door on your way out, huh, Cookie?
I don't care what you do or what it takes. That thing you've created stays in this clinic until after the medical board review.
You want me to strap her to the bed?
Why not?
Shut up. Listen, Counselor, you've got to delay the hearing.
Charlie, too much is riding on this. I'm not stopping anything.
She's not ready.
Look, we produce Angela Renwick as she is, and you make medical history, and we all make millions. Millions. Get that woman set for the medical team, then the press.
Yes, Charles. Get her prepared. Be assertive. I understand Angie likes assertive men.
What do you mean?
Maybe you're not the only pebble on the beach, doctor. Ah!
You two are fighting? We're sitting on top of the world. Hey. Forget this old bag. Look, she's chemistry. She's merchandise. Now cut it out.
Hands to yourself.
Merry old witch.
Where's Dr. Lang? Charles!
Put that syringe away. Stay there.
Oh, no.
Charles! I'll have you strapped down.
Don't touch me.
I hope this serum kills you.
It won't.
No. After we're finished with the medical review, it's the end. Charles won't need you anymore.
Charles! Come here!
What the hell's going on?
You wouldn't give me the injection.
Are you insane? Give me that.
She's lying.
Get out of here.
She's hiding something.
Get out!
Yes. Doctor.
Oh, Charles, she wanted to kill me. She wouldn't give me the serum.
It's all over. Sit down. I'll take care of everything.
It was horrible. Get rid of her, Charlie.
Let's take care of this first.
Charlie, what's the medical board?
Nothing. Just a routine survey by some doctors. Roll up your sleeve.
My arm hurts. Later. Later.
Nothing to it. Your pants look different. They seem larger.
Sit beside me.
Angela, are you feeling all right?
Now that you're here, I'm going to be fine.
Be serious. Do you sense any change in your body?
Don't be a pill. I'm sick and tired of this place. Forget the shots. I want out.
Answer me. Do you feel different?
Yes, I do.
When? This week?
Yesterday. The day before. I don't know.
Tell me. Exactly.
Tell you. Charlie, baby, I'll show you. I'll roll up my sleeve. You want to see? Okay. Look. Take a good look at my arms. I'm covered with hair. Thick black hair.
It's impossible.
Really? See for yourself. He's in there now.
Does anybody else know?
No. We've moved her to a special room. Room. Cage.
What went wrong?
Ask the genius. It's his serum.
Any other guinea pigs?
Two.
Well?
Both dead.
Good.
Their metabolism went haywire. Their hearts couldn't withstand the shock.
Diane?
Naturally. I hope you've got a strong stomach.
Come in, come in.
You all right?
Just great.
Where is she?
In here.
Who's that? Get him out! Out! Out!
What is that? What is it?
Her.
Jeez. Jeez. When did this happen?
Over the last 5 days. I can't stop the process. She's retrogressing.
She's a damn ape.
Ape! Hate you! Hate you!
Stop it. Get back.
Kill you! And you! Kill you!
How much for your wonder drug? She's a freak. Sideshow freak.
Don't. Can you give her something?
What?
Well, how should I know?
We can put her in the circus.
Don't be stupid. Listen, Lang, this has gone too far.
Want a banana, honey?
Charlie, kill it. What? It's the only way. You've got to get rid of this. I can't. It's not right.
Are you crazy? That's an ape. It's not human.
If anybody learns about her, we're finished. Kill her.
Do it. But the hypodermic.
I can't.
You will. Pretend to give her an injection and plunge it in her heart.
All right.
Time for your serum, Angela. She doesn't hurt. What a pretty girl. Yes, pretty girl. That's right. Oh, a nice fur. Yes. Charlie likes soft fur. Give me your hand. Good girl. Isn't that a wonderful girl? Want me to scratch your head?
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel good? Angela's a pretty girl. Nice fur. Lie down. That's right. This will help you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wasn't that exciting? Well, what do you expect if you monkey around with chemicals? Poor Angela. She only wanted to be younger. You could say she went ape. I'll be back in a moment. First, I'm going to make myself a banana split.
Look out. As a consumer, you have to look out for yourself. For instance, when you hear,
"We'd like to send you a valuable gift,"
look for the catch. Or,
"Absolutely free."
Or,
"Below
low dealer's cost.
If it sounds too good, look out. Check with your local consumer affairs office or consumer protection agency. A public service message on behalf of the United States Office of Consumers Education.
Next on Dark Man.
Dr. Maxwell, we discovered something about those cylinders we unearthed.
What about them?
We were examining them, trying to decipher what their strange markings meant.
And I noticed that if they were set side by side in a certain order, the markings formed ancient Toltec words.
Let me see. Yes, it seems to be a description of how to find the ancient treasure of the Toltecs.
The treasure of the Toltecs?
But that's supposed to be a myth.
Yet here's proof that it exists, and how to find it.
Senores, there is something you should know. Leighton says a spirit watches over the treasure, and there is a curse.
Oh, surely you don't believe in curses.
What is it? It is stated, he who seeks the treasure of the Toltecs has death at his shoulder.
Next time, an archaeological expedition to the jungles of central Mexico discovers a long-lost treasure and mystical forces that guard it. It's a darkness drama by Roger Rittner called Toltec Tomb. Don't miss it. Lifespan was written by Ken Gerard and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Sandra Kenworthy, Bill Ratner, Robin Riker, and Tom Allard. Also heard were William Irwin and Bob Farley. Sound patterns by David Surtees. Darkness is a Roger Rittner, Ken Gerard radio production. Now, until next time, this is your host, Claude, wishing you good night forever.